Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
Today, what I'm going to try to teach on is the good fight of faith, because I've realized now that this is something I'm going to really do everything I can to teach you from God's Word what it really means to fight the good fight of faith. Because too many people don't know what it means to fight this fight of faith. And when you don't know what it means, you absolutely have a very difficult problem receiving something from the Lord. And it is difficult. It is not easy. I will tell you up front, it is not easy. So let's come to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, one more time, we thank you and praise you for the privilege to get into your word and to talk about your magnificent promises. Now, Lord, I ask you to reveal to everybody here today these promises. May you give them revelation and wisdom and understanding from your mighty word, so that as they hear your word taught, the word will penetrate down into their spirit and it will become a revelation to them, so they will see how to fight this good fight of faith that they have to fight every day of their life in everything they do, if they want to receive your promises from you, because you are a faith God. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this day. And may you be glorified in all that we do here today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now then, I might ask to start off, since this is a healing school, and we do have testimonies. Is there anybody here that has a healing testimony? This is a healing school, so we want a healing testimony that you have had from the Lord. It doesn't make any difference if it was at this, but as long as it's a healing testimony. All right, tell us what God has done for you.
Praise the Lord. I am so thankful today to be in the kingdom. I came to the Lord 9 months ago, and I understood healing, and I understood these things because of your tapes and because of a lot of other godly men that have been put in my life. And, you know, what does Satan do? He comes with us with condemnation. You know, you can't be doing that. Look at this part in your heart that's insincere. Look at this part that's not genuine. You know, how could you lay hands on somebody and have this in your heart? And praise the Lord that we don't have to be good enough. It's not by our strength or our works that we are bought by the blood. And a couple nights ago, I was at a friend of mine's house, and I was talking about healing testimonies, and with all these 15, 16-year-old kids around, my little brother and everybody, and I was talking about it. I was teaching it. It's exactly what I was doing. And this one kid pulls me aside afterwards, and he's like, you know, I'm really having a lot of troubles with my knee, and I mean, it really hurts. I'm going in tomorrow for an MRI on it, and I was like, I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and I said, all right. Do you have any unconfessed sins? And he did. He had to forgive his father of some really bad stuff. And he forgave his father, and he was right with the Lord. And, I mean, I laid hands on him, and he said, the pain's gone. Instantly, the pain's gone. I mean, this warm sensation came over his knee, and it was gone. He stood up, and he started jumping around. He couldn't jump before. He could not jump. He was jumping around, and he starts running in the streets. Look, I can run. Praise the Lord. So yesterday, he tells about 75 people in his school.
Amen. About Jesus.
Yes, about Jesus.
Amen.
About Jesus.
Praise the King. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Right.
Praise the Lord. Well then, glory to God. So the thing you need to realize, just like Peter told us in Acts chapter 3, it's not by our righteousness or our holiness, but it's by faith in the name of Jesus. Now then, when he did what he did for this young man, and he got his sins all confessed, and then he just touched him in the name of Jesus, the king knew what he was doing. He healed that young man instantly, so the next day he could tell 75 people in school about the power of God. Now, if you come in and tell somebody about Jesus, and you're like I used to be, I never got anybody saved. I mean, I was a deacon for 25 years, I guess 20 years anyway, and a Sunday school teacher for about that long. I never saw anybody get saved other than go up in a service. I just didn't know what it was, really, to get people saved. But when I began to walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, I mean, they called me to get saved. Like last night, there was a man, from New York. Him and his wife both have been saved and healed under this ministry, although it's all been done via the telephone. Now, the two times when I've been up north speaking, they have taken time off and come over 2 days at a time and have spent time in wherever I was teaching, up in New Jersey or Baltimore or wherever I was. And so they do know me personally now. So last night about 9 o'clock, my phone rang, and it was Evan. And he said, Thurman, one of the ladies that's my wife's best friend, she's a Buddhist like I was a Buddhist, and said she's sick and afflicted, and she's 38 years old. She's been living in pain for the last 10 years, and said this Buddhist stuff's not working for her. He said, I told her I knew something that would work for her. It worked for me, and it healed me and my wife both. And she said, what is it? He said, it was Jesus. And she said, well, I'd like to know about this Jesus. And so he called me and said, Thurman, I'm not to the point to lead her to Christ yet. I'm a brand new convert myself, only a few months. But he said, we go over to her house. Will it be okay if we call you from New York and you talk to her? I said, sure, no problem. So at 10 o'clock, my phone rang, and 11 o'clock that night, I got off the phone with another new believer in Christ. Led that little lady to Jesus over the telephone. It was a little bit easier for her to accept Jesus because there's her best friend standing there saying she got saved, she got healed. There's her best friend's husband saying, I got delivered out of this Buddhist mess, which never did do nothing but leave me down on Depression Street. I got lifted up, I got set free, and now I am healed of my problems, and said, praise God for Jesus. So when you see people that are your best friends tell you this, it's a little easier to lead people to Jesus when you walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Well, that's why God did this wonderful thing for you and this young man. And so easy, you got his sins confessed, and then the next day he's in school. Now, I'm telling you, folks, if it's anything we need in school, it's young men, 15, 16 years old, saying, Jesus healed me. Jesus set me free. And the people, now, wait a minute. Now, don't you know that you can't talk about religion in school? He said, you can say what you want to, but I'm going to tell you, Jesus healed me. Praise God. Now, they can't keep those boys quiet. You know, when they start seeing God do wonderful things for them, you can't keep these boys quiet. I mean, when you start seeing God do wonderful things, you come from where you was lost 9 months ago, already getting people healed in the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful?
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, 9 months ago, you were a wicked sinner.
Yeah,
you're a wicked sinner. Yeah, a wicked sinner, right? Just like him. You know difference. You know, he was a wicked sinner. But who wasn't, huh? Who was it in him that wasn't a wicked sinner at one time? Every one of us were. But praise the King. He took us out of the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of light and made us the righteousness of God in Christ. And boy, that's awesome, isn't it? So we need to start seeing ourselves like that. We have any other healing testimonies that anybody wants to give today before we go on into the teaching? All right. Well, praise the Lord. Let's get right on into this teaching. This teaching about how to walk in faith, or this good fight of faith. I've made an outline for this thing so that I'll try to get it in some kind of an order, because sometimes, of course, you know, I bring an outline like this and get started, and then I get off on a tangent and I've talked for 4 hours and get through the first page, you know. So you never know what God's going to do. I just trust Him and love Him and let Him be God. But first of all, I just want to say that we as Christians, now Christians, I'm not talking about the Baptists or the Methodists or the Church of Christ or the Pentecostals or nothing like that. I'm talking about the believers in Christ. So if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we can greatly benefit by understanding who we are in Christ. I've had so many people, especially women, that I go to minister to that are sick and afflicted. When I start trying to teach them about God's Word, they'll say, well, Thurman, I'm just not worthy for God to heal me. Well, you need to get over that. You know, you need to begin to understand who you are in Christ. You, when you come into the kingdom of God and get saved, the King, through what He did on the cross, cleaned you up and made you just as if you had never sinned in your life. Now that's awesome, isn't it? To think that it doesn't matter how wicked I was, doesn't make it how wicked he was, and doesn't make it how wicked he was. We all know we lived in some kind of gross sin in front of God. It was terrible where we lived. But we've all done that. Every one of us. I mean, I don't care who you are, what you've done. If you was raised up in a home where you, and I didn't do near what some people did, and I'm grateful that I never did get off on those things. But I'm glad I don't have a testimony that where I lived with 14 women out of wedlock, and you know, and where that I was involved in occultic things, and a woman threatened to skin me because you know I'd been treating her so mean, and that I was on 14 kind of drugs and alcohol, and I stayed drunk 999% of the time, and all this. I praise God that I never been through none of that stuff. I praise the Lord that I never smoked, never drank, you know. Virtually never used a word of profanity, a few, but not very many. But every time I did, I knew it was wrong. But I finally asked the Lord to deliver me from those few that I used to, and he took them away. So in the last, I don't even know, 40 years, I guess, the worst word that my daughter ever heard me say, and one day I walked into the kitchen when my little daughter, she would be 26 years old if she hadn't been killed in that car wreck 2 years ago, but when she was just a little bitty 3 or 4 year old girl, I come home one day and I was talking to my wife about something, and my daughter come running out of her bedroom and she said, "Daddy, you said a bad word." I said, "I did?" "Yes." I said, "Well, what did I say?" "Oh, I'm not going to say it." She said, "If I said it, you'd spank me." I said, "Now, honey, if I said it, you can say it." "Oh, no, Daddy." I said, "Now, look, I don't know what I said, but I just don't believe I used a bad word." I said, "Please tell me." She said, "You promise not to spank me?" I said, "I promise." She said, "Mama, Daddy, you were talking to Mama, and you said you wondered what the heck that man was thinking about." I said, "Uh-oh, that's a slang word. I'm sorry I used that. I will never use that word again." And so I took that word out of my vocabulary. But my daughter thought Daddy had performed a gross sin when he used that word. Well, if you never heard Daddy say anything any worse than that, and you heard him say that.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is God and Lord of all, and we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.